And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here with you. And due to my scheduling mistakes here, we had a little bit of a delay, but we now have Pawnee Mental Health Services Executive Director Robin Cole here in the studio with us. Robin, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. So yesterday you had an event presenting Pawnee, and we weren't able to make it out to that, but I was wondering just if you could tell me a little bit of how that went.
Sure, it went great. And by the way, you'll have lots more opportunities to make it out. So if you didn't make it out yesterday, that's not a problem at all. What we're doing is we're inviting members of the public to come into Pawnee Mental Health and take what we're calling a sort of virtual tour. And it's not a tour of our facilities or programs or that kind of thing, as much as it is a tour of the impact that Pawnee Mental Health has in the community. And so we've given three of these tours to date. We're scheduling them on an every other week basis at the 2001 Claflin Road address. We're providing lunch, and so that's always a good incentive to come out and take a look at what we're doing. And it is just 1 hour long, so it's noon to one. We get people in and out so that if they have busy schedules and they need to get back to work right after their lunch break, they're able to do that. But it's a really inspiring kind of presentation that focuses on the stories of several individuals who have benefited from the services at Pawnee Mental Health. And it shows how their lives are different and have been impacted because of the services that we provide.
Very good. And what are some of the community response you've seen at those types of events?
The community response has been great. I think that some people are coming out with just a little bit of information about Pawnee Mental Health, and then they're really quite amazed at what they see we're doing and the impact that we have. Other members of the audience have been individuals who are familiar with the services that Pawnee provides because they include some of our county commissioners, some of our city commissioners, other individuals who know what it is we do. But even in those roles, they don't always have an opportunity to hear from the people who've been directly impacted and whose lives have been changed. And that's part of what makes this presentation so impactful.
Definitely. Talking here with Pawnee Mental Health Services Executive Director Robin Cole. And that was an event last night, but there's also an event tonight coming up as well.
There is. And we are very excited about this opportunity. We're partnering with Manhattan High School tonight. And this is, I think, a really powerful opportunity, especially for parents, but also for other members of the community who are concerned about the issue of teen suicide. And suicide is the second leading cause of death for individuals aged 10 to 24. And that's a very serious problem, and one that we take very, very seriously. Each day in our nation, it's estimated that there's an average of over 3,000 attempts by young people between the ages of 9 to 12, which speaks, I think, significantly to the loss of hope and the sort of desperation that many of our young people feel in their lives, and sometimes just the desire to end the pain, you know, whether it's physical pain or, I think in a lot of cases for our young people, emotional, very serious emotional pain.
And it seems to be kind of a growing issue in some cases. I seem to hear about it all the time, and just all sorts of new things, especially in more disadvantaged communities as well.
Yes, we do sometimes wonder what causes that increase, and there is some evidence to show that when there's one suicide, that oftentimes there will be others that will follow. And so it can have a sort of contagion that we want to contain. And we really want people to see that there is hope, that there is help, that there are people who care, that how you feel one day isn't necessarily how you're going to feel the next day. And a lot of times when you're in the midst of whether it's a major depression due to whatever reason, we don't always think real clearly when we're depressed. And so making decisions, especially decisions about life during a period of time when you're extremely depressed, it's not a good time to do that. So we've partnered with Manhattan High School, and we'll be providing an informational presentation tonight. It's from 6 to 7 in the Manhattan High School Little Theater, and the title of the presentation is Parents' Best Practices for Suicidal Behavior. So we really want to encourage parents, both those who've seen things in their children that cause them concern about their mental health, and even parents who haven't seen things, because there's a lot of strength when parents can come together and support each other and help each other out, especially as they're helping their teenagers navigate what can be some really difficult years anyway, even without the kind of mental or emotional stress that it seems like so many people are experiencing today.
Talking here with Pawnee Mental Health Services Executive Director Robin Cole. If you have any questions, comments, call in 785-537-1350. Now, I understand that Manhattan High School has, I think, done this a few years now, but is this your Pawnee's first year partnering with Manhattan High?
This is Pawnee's first year of partnering with Manhattan High, and so we're really glad to have that opportunity to do that. It's certainly for us, it's part and parcel with our mission to speak about any kind of an issue that's related to the mental health and the wellness of our communities. And so, you know, part of what Pawnee Mental Health Services does, in addition to providing the typical outpatient mental health services and substance abuse services for folks who are going through life and experiencing, you know, whether it is brief periods of depression or anxiety, we also provide services for individuals who have chronic or severe or persistent kinds of mental illnesses. And part of that does include working with children who have serious emotional disturbances. And those services can include both the services that somebody might receive from a therapist or from a doctor, but they also include case management services. So individuals who can work with the child in the home, in the school, making sure that they have access to all of the services that they need so that they can be the healthiest individuals that they can be. And so that we can really help children and youth navigate some of those really difficult times and then enter adult life on firm founding so that they can go on and have meaningful lives where they feel good about the work that they do, so that they are able to contribute to their own families, to the community, to society at large. So if individuals have questions, if there are parents who have questions about the presentation tonight and they want more information, they could contact Kari Humes. She's the Drug and Alcohol Prevention Coordinator at Manhattan High School. And her number is 587-2100, and she's at extension 8098. And I know she would be glad to answer any questions that parents or even just other individuals who are concerned about preventing teenage suicide might have.
Very good. I think it's time for a break here. We'll be back with more from Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health Services, Robin Cole. Stay tuned for more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by